This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. You know how I love to say that because I believe it to be true. You will be part of the problem if you're not informed, because you'll get up there and spew things as I see happen on a regular basis that mean nothing. You get up in school board, water board, city council meetings, and you're asking them to take something on or to deal with something or talk about something that they have no jurisdiction over. There's nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about it. So again, I say to you, you know, just get a little information so that when you step out there, you're not, I know you don't do it on purpose, but I want to say when you step out there, you're not sounding like a fool. You sound like you're well-informed, put together, articulate, and get it done. All right? Really that simple. I mean, seriously. All right. You know, I've talked to you guys about this before, and you can check it out. I mean, I don't have the time to go in and hit every one of these. But George Soros is buying up radio stations, small radio groups, that kind of thing, all over the country. He has been for a while. Been doing it pretty quietly. And it's just amazing to me to watch this happen, because I've been telling you guys for years that the only place that's going to be left, or the only place that will be, you know, left to get anything accomplished, will be terrestrial radio. That's it. And really, seriously, you're not going to, you know, you're going to be stifled online, you're going to be stifled. Any way you try to get your information out in the internet media, you're going to have a problem with. So, nearly universal control, when you think about this, with the left, they have universal control of the news. The left has failed to penetrate the one and only media format dominated by conservatives. You know, the liberal shows die on a regular basis on the radio. And a common complaint by people who want left radio, left-leaning radio, whatever you want to call it, is that all they do is they complain with no solutions. They keep telling you what's wrong and why the other side's wrong and what's wrong with the other side and yada, 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 but there's nothing there. Right, you think about it, from Mario Cuomo to Tom Daschle to Air America, I mean, that was a really big one that died. They can't seem to make a showing. So now it's launched a series of deceptive websites, bought up talk radio outlets, right? Because they're hoping by buying them up, by lessening how many conservative outlets there are, then they'll start listening to left-leaning radio. They'll start being able to take the information and spin it the way they want to spin it. Not really working. George Soros has stepped in. He's put up the money to make it happen. Right? Over the last 2 years, Soros Fund Management firm, founded by the billionaire investor and now controlled by the Open Society Foundation, they've become an increasingly key player in the oldest electronic mass media format, which is radio. I mean, think about it. You can get your message out no matter what. In most cases, the internet goes down, you still going to get your message out. 2 months ago, the business arm of the Soros Empire bought out Odyssey, giving it control of more than 230 radio stations and I don't know how many podcasts. The fund is now openly discussing takeover Cumulus Media, which is owns and operates 403 radio stations across 85 markets. You see what's happening? Soros facilitated the buyout of 18 Univision radio stations by a consortium of former President Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. It's known as the Latino Media Network. If we keep letting this happen, you will not be able to get... The only place you're going to be able to get your message out is shortwave radio. That'll be it. That'll be all that's left for you. The Latino Media Network was bought for $60 million in cash. Now, when Vice Media faced bankruptcy in 2019, Soros provided part of the $250 million in debt relief that kept it alive. You hear that? $250 million. Now, he funneled at least, I don't know, they're saying way over $25 million between 2016 and 2020. And all these activist media groups worldwide, you know, he's spreading the leftist message on abortion, economics, anti-Americanism, the funding of police, the climate crisis, as he puts it. No, really, think about all this stuff that he has supported and funded. Now, before the big purchase, he spent over $103 million on direct media outlets, 103 out of 131. He also spent $2 million propping up Wikipedia. This is scary. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Brad Dinkins joins me in just a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Do something, as I like to say, do something more than nothing, right? Get off the couch, do something different, find something that you're passionate about, and then help in forwarding or making that a reality, right? No matter what it is, I don't care. Making education better, making the city council better, whatever it is, make a change. Do something. Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. Got a lot of legal stuff to discuss, Brad, and I'm lost in, like, I'm drowning in, like, legalese here. So always appreciate when you join us.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I'll do my best.
You always do, and you always do really well with it. Now, there's several, I guess, how long do these, when something gets in front of the Supreme Court, usually, the norm, how long do they get to argue in front of the Supreme Court? It's not days, usually. They all do it in one day, usually, correct?
Right, right. It's correct. And not even often a full day, either. It's they'll hear their case, have oral argument, the court will deliberate, and oftentimes they come down with a decision, at least several months later. If it's a real hot case, that's a real, controversial case, like the reversal of Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs case, for example, those kind of cases, the Supreme Court often waits until the very last day on the Friday, at the very last day. They're often out of town already, and and that's often something like in early mid-June that we see those. But sometimes the court will do the opposite on something that's very urgent, and that's because it's pressing against justice and freedom and an ongoing travesty that's taking place. For those, they move very quickly. Like we even, the most extreme case was an example of what we did. We got an emergency writ granted in just 3 days of hearing. We get, argument was sent. They deliberated 3 days. Boom, out with a decision, ordering Governor Gavin Newsom to open up those churches all up and down the state of California, because the court saw it was so tyrannical and outrageous that the governor would continue to shut down the churches and synagogues while everything else, restaurants, entertainment, everything else was open. It was just such blatant bigotry and hate and animosity towards people of faith. The Supreme Court could not stand and just wait for the travesty to continue any longer. So that's the other extreme. And with regards to some of these things we're seeing the court taking up regarding January 6th and President Trump, I don't think the court's going to be sitting for months and months to come down with a decision because the stakes are high, particularly with January 6th. There's people behind bars right now as we speak. It's a travesty, absolute travesty. Moms and dads, wonderful law-abiding citizens who did no violence, were waved in by the security, to go on in. It is an utter, and some didn't ever even went in. I know a guy who didn't even go in, was on the internet talking to some others, and someone said something outrageous. The fact that he didn't comment on it, that was enough to put him behind bars up to 20 years. So those are... I think Supreme Court is going to. I think there's a good chance that the Supreme Court is going to rule on that quicker than not, and also will affect President Trump and his some of his tyrannical.
So you think that would 6-3, 5-4, 9-0?
I think 6-3.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's my prediction. I may be wrong. Robert. Sometimes they'll go off, or you'll have. Or one of the conservatives will join the other side, but I don't think they're going to get two conservatives to join the other side. I think it's going to be 6-3.
Interesting.
Yeah, looking, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean, when you listen to the clips, this one here, I think you had Gorsuch was the most active when it came to the J6 stuff, and he was sticking to it. Matter of fact, I was excited because I'm always asking you questions around, well, why can't they say they didn't prosecute so-and-so, but now they're prosecuting so-and-so? And that's exactly what Gorsuch was saying today. When did you use that, that 20-year provision before? Tell me where that has happened. Would you use it here, 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 and here? And she weaseled out by saying, well, that's up to the DOJ, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm really glad Gorsuch did that, because that's the big elephant in the middle of the room. Everyone sees it. Everyone knows it. It's just targeting Trump. It's just targeting backers of Trump. And it's for total political reasons. It is a clear obstruction of basic justice and judicial principles of equal treatment under the law. And I'm just really glad Neil Gorsuch, had the courage to call it out, and I think it's important that they do, because the American people need to have that assurance that the Supreme Court will not just turn a blind eye to that big elephant in the middle of the room of lawfare.
Well, and Jack, our buddy Jack Smith, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, apparently. He made a comment. He suggested that he'll ignore the Supreme Court if it reverses the obstruction statute this summer. He also suggested he'll find a workaround if the Supreme Court reverses two of the other charges against Trump. So he is hell-bent on finding a way to put Trump in jail.
Yeah, for him to come out and say that before he's even seen the Supreme Court's decision, to say, I'll find a way around it, and I'm not going to obey it. First off, if he says he's not going to obey it, if that is his pronounce, that's like a general saying, I'm going to ignore the commander-in-chief, and I'm going to go and invade this country. I'm going to go and do this. What happens when a general does that? What happens is they're removed, and they lose their position. In the same way, someone like him is begging to be disbarred. And, you know, we may see that happen. After everything is all said and done, we may see some disbarments from a number of actors, you know, after everything's all said and done.
The disbarment process for somebody like him, give me the short version. How does that happen? Does somebody lodge a complaint against him? Does the judges, the justices turn around and say, hey, this guy needs to be looked at? How does that happen?
Well, it's done by the State Bar Association. And, of course, when you have, tyrannical, ultra, leftist, dominating a state bar, that could be somewhat problematic. But when you just overtly, deliberately go against the Supreme Court and say, I'm going to ignore it, I'm going to do something else, I'm not going to listen to them, there is no other real remedy but to disbar that attorney.
Right.
That's a violation of your commitment as an attorney to very respect the law, and the Supreme Court is the final law of the land, and it's just
Hold that thought. Yeah. I want you to finish this out of the break, because now you're taking me down a road that I have a lot of questions about. Be back in a minute. Brad Dinkins joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be back. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecutors in former President Trump's New York hush money trial are seeking contempt charges. They allege he breached a gag order via recent social media posts. Trump's defense attorneys asserts he was just responding to attacks from Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. A hearing to address the motion is scheduled for next week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns raised by special counsel Robert Hur's report. Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
So if you're asking me about my own observations, I have complete confidence in the president.
Garland, during a House hearing, said he's witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. A new Iowa law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers can now arrest previously deported migrants. Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what you want. You want to be part of the solution. All right? But that requires getting informed. And that's why I bring in the experts. Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us. And Brad, very busy couple of law days, hasn't it been?
Yes. It certainly has been.
So I was asking you about a couple of these because our buddy Jack Schmidt said that basically he didn't care what the Supreme Court said, that he was going to blow them off, ignore them. And then with the other two issues, if they go ahead and they reverse those, then Jack will find a way around it. I mean, basically what he's saying is in everything he's just going to push back on SCOTUS and pretty much not do what they say. You were telling me he could be held in contempt, but then you get the DOJ that has to enforce it.
Yeah, that's a little problematic because, like in the past, we assume the Department of Justice is going to be, do their job fairly, equal treatment under the law, yada yada. We don't. The Department of Justice is extremely corrupt, extremely tyrannical. I would not trust them at all, which is a shame because they should have the integrity that would compel citizens to trust them, to assist them, to do everything they can to help the Department of Justice do their job. But when it's tyranny and their actions are overtly tyrannical, it's like we're in some kind of a it's like we're in Russia or Cuba or some place where the courts have become a joke. The Department of Justice has become a joke for many purposes in many ways. Now, does that mean every aspect of the Department of Justice is tyrannical? I'm not saying that. But the top part, those who are dealing with the big issues, yeah, it's tyrannical, and we're seeing it play out. There's selective enforcement of the law. Just dealing with the FACE Act. They're
thank you.
place.
Oh, good. I don't know what it was either. All right. I always appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me. And I really mean that sincerely. And we'll try to get Brad back on. I know he always enjoys the time, too. And you know what? I want to know what happens. He's a heck of a lot. Obviously. I guess it's not far to go, though. He's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. And Brad knows the law backward and forward, as you know. So we're going to try to get him back on here in a second. But, again, how do you?
Hello.
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right. You know, it is wonderful living here in North Venezuela, where the internet works all the time, electricity works all the time. You know, I mean, for the most technologically advanced state in the Union, we can't keep it together.
You know?
So, that's all. Anyhow, I got to vent once in a while. You know what I mean?
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Yeah.
So, we were discussing again what this guy Jack Smith, and it's not just Jack Smith. Look at Alvin Bragg, right? My understanding when I started looking at some of the charges there, some of them had already reached the statute of limitations, and he changed them or tweaked them around so they would be felonies. And from my understanding, also, some of the charges he brought forward, he technically doesn't even have a right to bring forward. Is that true?
That is true. So, as far as a misdemeanor, which is what the alleged action is that was done, the statute of limitations has expired for that. So only if it's a felony could he be able to bring such charges. So what he does is he says, Well, it's a misdemeanor, but because it's linked to felony, election fraud, corruption, then that's a type of felony, and so we're going to call this a felony. But wait a minute, Bragg, you didn't mention exactly what felony action he allegedly did. What felony? What are you talking about? Oh yeah, it's just sort of a nebulous kind of a feeling of a felony involving something about election. Oh really? So I mean, it is such a joke. And I will say this: the silver lining is, if it goes all the way through and he gets this little corrupt bunch of New Yorkers who are all predetermined zombies to hate Trump, and they go his way or whatever, or the judge, then at the end of the day, I believe that it will be reversed on appeal. The courts will look at this and say, this is outrageous. This is an outrageous abuse of discretion, and it's to be reversed. But once again, that'll probably be after the election, and they will have done their evil deeds to thwart the will and voice of the people.
They get away with it. Ultimately they won't. I'm believing they won't. But to this point, they get away with it. And, if you can't see the two-tier justice system happening right now, there's something wrong with you. You're being dishonest with yourself, right?
Yeah. No, I agree. I would almost, I don't know if this is, it's not, if they want to try to do something like this, but to the defense of Trump, to see if they can get the DA on the stand or, and actually just say, just basically to make the point, see, Ron, we want to make the point that this action brought against, Trump is not based on legitimate law, but for political purposes only. We'd like just to cross-examine this screen. Isn't it true? Now, on this stage, you said the following.
We got to go for a break. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus when we return.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Matthew, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. That's the big part of it. Get informed first. And once you get informed, I'm telling you, it makes life so much easier. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week, kind of helps us muddle through that really complicated, I'll call it a mess, of the legal system. And it truly, in my mind, anyway, truly is a bit of a mess. And Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
All right. So, you know, we were talking before we had all that wonderful technology, happy, happy stuff happening. God bless. Like I said, it's great living here in North Venezuela. Again, finish up real quick on the disbarment thing because people, we almost got to the end of that and then we started having some trouble. So, can you pick up quick?
It's done by the state, you know, bar association, and it's its own kind of separate entity. It's got, it's almost can call it quasi-government, if you will. But they're the ones that decide that. Well, the problem is, if you have a state bar that's dominated with people from the left, like New York, California, you know, they'll go wink, wink, and let tyranny, occur. And I think that may be what Mr. Smith is thinking. He thinks, you know what, I don't have to worry, or whatever, you know, D.C. or, you know.
I don't have to worry about this.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about this because these people, they all like me. They'll let me do whatever I darn well want, ignore the Supreme Court, et cetera, and I won't lose my license. You know, there are still, you know, potential consequences, but then once again, you're counting on the integrity of our judicial system. And this is one reason why I'll be just point blank, why I'm going to be probably working harder on my free time for Trump to hopefully see him elected, because not because necessarily of politics, but because of my concern for the entire judiciary going down the drain, and with it, trust in the judiciary, and which could lead to total chaos and havoc in our country if people have a government that they don't trust. Department of Justice, FBI, you know, district attorneys. We just found out today George Soros has pledged $60 million. He's the one who's behind getting all these corrupt leftist DAs elected.
Yeah.
He now has pledged $60 million just for the Democrats to get these kind of pro-crime people elected and to dominate more district attorneys' offices, to defend more, help crime flourish all the more. So,
wow.
It's a huge wake-up call. This is like the, you know, the Darth Vader, if you will. that's the only analogy. It even looks like, you know, one of the characters that, you know, on Star Wars. So I think that this should be a wake-up call to everyone to take this election very, very seriously. If anything, just for the sake of the integrity of our courts and our court system.
Yeah, I'm always amazed and interested that people don't pay attention to some of the most important things. And then when the crap starts hitting the fan, they want to know what happened. What did you do? What didn't you do? What's going on? And I get the biggest kick out of it, because you're sitting there saying to yourself, were you not paying attention? This is exactly what they said that they were going to do. There's nothing new here.
Right. And yeah. I think also it's a good analogy when you said Venezuela, because what's one of the main reasons why people do not want to go to a banana republic or some third world country? What it is that they're going to end up behind bars for no good reason, and maybe even used as, you know, sort of really as like a hostage, if you will, like Russia does with people who come in from America. that's why we don't go there, right? Because we don't trust the law. We could be just put behind bars for no reason and prosecuted for no valid reason. Well, wake up call. That's exactly what we have in California, New York, yeah. Oregon, and these other states. And it's really interesting. We as Americans are now having to think, gee, where are we going to move to? What state? And we need to think, is that a state that could just throw us into jail, take our house, take everything? Or is that a state that has a Supreme Court like Texas, Tennessee, Florida, where they respect the law and they can count on justice and equal treatment under the law? It is sad to say, but that is where we are in the United States right now.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. And you and I have talked about this in the past, where I say to you, how do you have especially at SCOTUS, how do you get a 5-4 ruling? How does that actually happen? When you were looking at the intent of the law, and a matter of fact, you know, well, I won't say you know, but my perception as I read some of these rulings and go back into history is that a lot of these justices, they don't look at the original intent. They don't really care about, or don't seem to care about, the original intent. Am I off on it?
Yeah, you're right. And that's why I'm so glad about regard to Trump's appointments during his administration, is that he appointed justices up and down, Supreme Court all the way down to the district court level and the circuit court level, where they respected the original intent of the Constitution, a strict construction of the law, the interpretation of the law. And that's one reason why I think the majority of this court are going to rule that the prosecution of many of those prosecuted for the January 6th is invalid, because the federal law they're citing was dealing with you know, preventing Enron corruption, where they shred documents so that the government couldn't get the documents. The government says, we need to have a crime again. We need to make that a crime for people to, you know, to destroy documents and things to prevent criminal court action. And they're applying it to demonstrators seeking justice against alleged fraud in an election. That has nothing to do with destroying documents or government or materials that are going to, you know, thwart the ability for the justice system. Or, you know, they said, well, they're trying to thwart the actions of government for the election of the president. No, they weren't trying to thwart anything. They were demonstrating, and they were angry, and they wanted investigation. And the Supreme Court and the Constitution gives them 10 days to exercise that discretion to investigate, to approve, or to wait 10 days and investigate. They weren't thwarting anything. You had some people who are, you know, going beyond it, you know, and there's consequences for that. But the overwhelming majority are moms and dads, people who love their country, who are just simply demonstrating against tyranny and calling upon the Senate not to just cookie cutter approve an election when there's obvious fraud that needed to be investigated during that 10-day period that is lawful pursuant to our Constitution.
Of course, the law doesn't apply to them. For a bunch of people running around screaming, no one is above the law, everybody with a D in front of their name is above the law, apparently. And I just don't...
I was going to say, look at the freeways. You know, all these radical demonstrators in New York and California blocking freeways, and the police are just standing there watching.
Yep.
You know, where's the arrests? Where's the justice? Do people have to bring justice in their own hands to get their, you know, whatever they need to get out and break through those who are preventing them from taking someone to the hospital in critical need of medical care, or their child who's waiting to be picked up at school, or who knows, you know, what other issues? So that is the problem, we need people who in courts that respect the law, and we need law enforcement and state governments that respect the law. And unfortunately, those that are dominated by the Democrats it's an open door for tyranny, unequal treatment under law, and festivals for criminals.
Yeah, just amazing overall. Hey, you brought up disbarment. I mean, we talked about disbarment. Somebody sent me a note, said he doesn't know whether it's Oregon or Washington State. Now they don't have to pass the bar to practice law in the courts. What the heck is that all about?
Yeah, interesting. So, yeah, every state has their own process, and you can defend yourself pro se, so you can actually defend yourself without being an attorney. There are also some other exceptions where you have limited ability to, engage in legal actions. But, you know, each state is different, and... I'll leave it at that. But as far as an attorney, if it's a licensed attorney, they are subject to disbarment, and that would be usually fatal to any legal career.
Interesting. You know, no, because I thought I was under the impression that you had to have a license to practice law, and that came with passing the bar.
Yeah, you are correct. That is for practical purposes, that is correct. There are some minor exceptions that can come into play, but those are minor exceptions. And for our purposes, it is required, and they can be disbarred.
And well, and if you now that's just at the state level, correct?
Yeah. If you're an attorney, you're licensed by a state. Now there's an exam that students can take. You know, that is really nice. They can take it and be admitted to basically into 30 plus states, there is no federal bar that, you know, there's American Bar Association, but it's
different.
The state bars that have the legal.
All right, hold on. I made you talk through it. I am so sorry. So, people, check them out, pji.org, pji.org. You know, find out about them, help them out, support them. Brad, thanks for being with me. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't do anything stupid.
Right now.